This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Phone system in the second hour ahead of Mike Lindell. A lot of election fraud news and information as it all comes out and confirms he was right. He'll be joining us in the third hour. Again, this is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. I want to open the phones up for a specific group, and I'm asking our amazing listeners to please not call in unless you are someone that took the vaccine because you were pressured by work, or maybe you're a new listener, maybe you got damaged by the shots and you sought out InfoWars, or maybe you took the vaccine and, like some leftists say, it makes them feel like they're in ecstasy. They think it just really feels good, I guess, to collapse and have convulsions or start having those deadly crystal prions grow in their body. So I would like to seriously hear from you. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think I'm wrong about the vaccine. So either people out there that think I'm wrong about the so-called vaccines that aren't vaccines, I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear from folks who have taken the vaccine to see what happened to you. And I'll also leave the door open if you have family, like your husband or wife or son or daughter or brother or sister, immediate family, if you'd like to tell us what happened with the vaccine with them. Because we've opened the phones up probably on 20 shows or so in the last 6 months since the injections started of this experimental garbage. And we could just take 4 hours of calls, one person after the other. My mother died. My brother died. My father died. My son died. My sister died. My father's fighting for his life. My brother's fighting for his life. Massive heart attack, stroke, bleed out in the brain. I mean, it is just, and people taking the shot, they tell you, sit there for 30 minutes because so many people collapse after they've taken it. I mean, it's bad. And you've just got the full court press of the corporate media and the AI straitjacket of big tech, which is really just the modern electronic Stasi, the electronic martial law. That isn't rhetoric. That's what this is. Just hammering people and silencing them in such a devilish way. So I'm going to give the phone number out for people who've had the vaccine. And don't be ashamed. And even I just called it a vaccine. For people that have had the deadly injection, the people that have had the mRNA gene therapy, non-approved experimental injection. Because that's what it is. It's not a, quote, vaccine that, again, attenuates a virus or something else. I want to hear from you. You know who you are. We love you. We appreciate you. We want to really just unfiltered have you call in. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Right there on screen, 877-789-2539. We will get you up and on the air, 877-789-2539. And again, only those callers, please. Or we can't get to anybody because hundreds of people call in and we give the number out, which I appreciate normally. It's just that then we cannot get the folks that are actually calling in. So we have one person answering the phone. So you'll hear yourself put on hold. It'll probably take them 4 or 5 minutes to get to you. So 877-789-2539, and the phone system is open right now for you to get in. And I'm also asked this politely. We'll dispense with the pleasantries. You don't need to thank me. I'm not going to thank you. I just want to get to you and hear your testimony for the next person to respect your time and to get to everyone. So we're going to do this in the next hour. And I'm also going to speed read through a bunch of important headlines and other breaking news. And then Mike Lindell joins us to get into a bunch of election fraud news that I've got here in my stack. Breaking big, Georgia residents to file lawsuit on Monday at 1:30 p.m. contesting the fraudulent results of the Georgia Senate elections. It was all done illegally, and people are fighting back, and the courts would never hear the information in the middle of the election. They all rolled over because they were scared of the establishment, because if you backed the will of the people, you got targeted. Believe me, I got to experience it big time. So 877-789-2539, and don't forget the websites. Please share them. When you do that, it changes everything. I want to commend all of you that have been doing that. FreeWorldNews.tv, FreeWorldNews.tv. Find all the videos and share that link. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, my friends, we are opening the phones up in this second hour ahead of Mike Lindell. The big election fraud confirmation news pouring out across the country, truly vindicated. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. But I want to open the phones up right now for one group of people. People that have taken the experimental mRNA gene therapy injection that the media has been lying about, calling a vaccine or inoculation. It's not the same science. It's completely different. It's genetic engineering, live time, and that's their own admissions. I want to hear from you. Were you forced to take it? Did you like it? Did you have any side effects? This is unfiltered. This is real. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And Dr. Mike, Jay, Manny, Emma, I'm going to get to all of you here in just a moment. But let me get to this news since I was just starting to get into this. Let's talk about fighting back against what's happening. Whether you live in Australia or whether you live in Nigeria or whether you live in Mexico, whether you live in the UK or Germany or Russia, or whether you live on Easter Island, it doesn't matter. You're a human being. And you should fight back. You should speak out against the absurdity of what's going on. If you've had a vaccine, then you're supposedly protected. Why should I have to take it? It's a lie. And so I'm going to redo what this fellow did. He did a great job. Joe Rogan sent me this last night. This is Gabriel Rossi, a well-known comedian in Australia. He did a great little 47-second piece, low-tech. Anybody can shoot this with a camera by yourself where you're on one side and you shoot the monologue or the statements. You turn the other side and shoot that side as the same person talking back at the person, and then you upload this to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. This is how we're going to fight these people, is with peaceful truth, because none of this makes sense. None of this is true. All of this is a fraud, and they don't want you to have a voice. That's what they're trying to silence me and all these medical doctors and scientists and others. So here's the short piece that I think everyone, in fact, I don't have the crew to judge a contest. And then every time we have a contest, we get so many thousands of entries, it takes up all our time, which is a great thing to have all the thousands of entries and has an amazing effect. But then it becomes a huge fiasco. But you know what? I'm doing it. But instead, I'm going to start doing quick contests that are only 1 week long. You have until next Monday at 11 a.m. Central. And then we'll announce the winner the next day. $10,000 for whoever remakes this video that I judge is the best. And you can riff on it like jazz. You can change it. You can make it different. $10,000, one prize, first place. And we will announce it on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. And that's it. And you will send those to contest at InfoWars.com, which is an active email, contest at InfoWars.com. And we'll be sure and check the spam filter. Half of the stuff goes in there. But here it is, $10,000 prize, being announced next Tuesday at 1:30 Central. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Comparisons is what it's called, or Conversations in 2021, Gabriel Rossi. Here it is.
Are you going to get vaccinated? I think I want to wait a bit longer. What do you need to wait? I'm just not in a rush to get it, mate. Have you had it? Yeah, I've had it. Why are you being so selfish? How am I being selfish? Because if you get COVID, you can pass it on to me. But you've been vaccinated. Yeah, but I can still get it. So if I get vaccinated, I can still get it too. Yeah, but you should still get it because then you won't pass it on to me. But if I get vaccinated, I can still get it and still pass it on to you. Well, yeah, but you should still get it. But you can catch it off me whether I've been vaccinated or not. Yeah, but you should still get vaccinated. But why? Because it's the right thing to do. Who says? The people that make it.
And again, we'll post an article about this later today with the video I've done here live, clipped in there. And the show rules are don't do anything illegal, do something similar to this, and you will win $10,000 if you're the one first place prize winner. You need to upload it to more platforms is better, but it needs to be at least uploaded to YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram. And again, if you want to win, I put it up on as many as you can. But we'll also judge the content, not just how many places it's up. I'll also look at the view counts, but at the end of the day, it'll be just whatever I think the winner is. $10,000 for this contest, and I guess we'll call it the Gabriel Rossi Contest. Well, how about, no, that's not a good name. He's a good guy that did it first. We're giving him credit. In fact, he can enter the contest if he wants it. I'll just judge it off how good it is. He could win. Let's call it... something like, you know, COVID-19 murdering logic or murdering logic contest. COVID-19 murdering logic contest, something like that. So it's the murdering logic contest. Just make sure freeworldnews.tv is in there somewhere. Freeworldnews.tv, $10,000, and we'll help educate millions of people and get folks into Infowars.com. Okay, let's go to this next report, and I'm going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. I've looked into this guy some, but I want to get him on the show. He's Dr. Brian Artis. He goes on a lot of people's shows I respect. He's a pretty prominent guy. He says he's discovered that there are 11 different government reporting systems, not just VAERS, for COVID-19, and that the death numbers are much, much higher. I don't know if that's true, but I know everybody I know has friends and family that have died after taking these vaccines, and they are covering it up, and it's not a vaccine. And the people that studied it said it will kill people with blood clots and heart attacks, and now it is. So here's the very scary clip.
We're back here with Dr. Brian Artis. We did an interview with him, and he wasn't able to release the numbers at 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock today right here in Anaheim.
What happened, Brian?
As confirmed today by Thomas Renz, that just filed federal papers in a lawsuit against the government, 45,000 confirmed dead from the COVID-19 shots within 3 days so far, and they've covered it up. 45,000. The VAERS data has only reported 11,000, but there's 11 different report systems into the government. One of them alone has 45,000 that they have not released or told you. And Thomas Renz has got the paperwork, has the whistleblower, has a sworn affidavit, and they're actually already filed a lawsuit today.
It's not a game.
Stay tuned. It's disgusting. And now they want to push on every child, and they passed a law that by September of this year, by the fall, they will be able to vaccinate every 5-year-old in America before they go to school. 45,000 confirmed dead from one reporting system.
Breaking news right here on the MG Show from Anaheim, California. Thank you, Dr. Artis.
Thanks for tuning in. Matrix Group. Boom.
And it's all about managing the cover-up to see how many they can kill and get away with it. And they already got tens of millions of autistic kids. They've already got all of this going on. And the very guy that launched the HIV attack, all the evidence is overwhelming, Fauci is now in control of this again. So for a virus that spike proteins, what makes you sick, they give you something that makes more spike protein and you get sicker and sicker and sicker. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls for folks that have taken the vaccine to give us their take on it, unfiltered. You love it, you hate it. We'd love to hear from you on the other side. Again, Dr. Mike, Jay, Manny, Emma, Graham, Jason, John, CD, Cali, Patriot, and others, 877-789-2539. And then we also have the solution to this. The French by the millions are out in the streets all over the country. They're saying no, they're not backing down. The police are exempt from these deadly inoculations. This is a big, big deal. Please also don't forget, in these trying times, it's more important ever to remember people are desperate for the truth. So, as ambassadors, as emissaries, what do you call it when Christians go around the world? Missionaries. As missionaries of the truth of the New World Order and what it's doing and how humanity's under attack, this dog only hunts and the word only gets out and lives only get saved when you tell people about the show. And more than ever, folks aren't ashamed of the show. The broadcast is exploding as all this horrible stuff comes true. We wish we didn't get to this point. I wish we could have stopped it, not have been that kook that was wrong, but we're here now. And so people are ready to hear the truth. Well, tell them, hear the suppressed news. Learn what you're not supposed to hear for yourself. The number one attack show in the world at InfoWars.com, or if they won't let you send that over your email or text message, that's already happening on a lot of systems like WhatsApp, send freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, and that'll take them to band.video to see all the films and more. And we're going to create a backup site for InfoWars as well. We have newswars.com, Paul Watson has summit.news. But we'll be right back on the other side. Please stay with us for your phone calls.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The evil people want to take over America. Well, it's these kind of people. Look at these headlines, and I'm going to your calls. Ontario woman charged after allegedly sexually assaulting a young boy in a park and raping him. And you look at it, and it's a degenerate scumbag man. And he's a man, and he's got two eggs and a snake in his pants. But they're going to go along with the gaslighting that a woman raped a little boy in a park. Here's another one. Transgender biological male cleared to compete in women's weightlifting in Tokyo Olympics. It's all a joke just to see what they can get us to take. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm just going to go in the order they're received here. And that would be Dr. Mike in Texas, go ahead. So what is your experience or what's your view on taking the vaccine?
Don't, in one word. Alex, I called the number that was listed on the paper you guys posted from Dr. Bart Klassen on the possibility of prion disease being induced by this phony vaccine. I left my phone number in the morning. He called me back that evening, so he is approachable. We had a long discussion. He really does believe this produces prions. He used to work with Fauci back in the 80s, or at least starting in the 80s, knows him well, and says that...
Okay, this is huge. You've been calling in the show for like 16, 17, 18 years, maybe longer. I recognize your voice, Mike. I'm glad you got in. Give the name and number of that doctor that put the big paper out on the study about prion disease, and we will call and get him on. That is a big tip, and we do want to get him on. But as a medical doctor yourself, and because I know you are, we've had you on as a guest before when you used to live in California, the Montana, wherever, then back to Texas. Give us your take on where this is going now, because it's one thing to have Wolfgang Wudarg and Dr. Yidan and all these prestigious guys say this about blood clots before the inoculation began. Now it's happening. What is you as a medical doctor watching this unfold? What do you think is happening?
It's a nightmare unfolding in slow motion before our eyes. I can't tell you how many family members, old friends, that went ahead and for some reason they were in a big hurry to get the so-called vaccine, and then they had major problems, headaches, blood clots in their legs, things that are difficult to fix once this thing is started.
Well, you know why? They wanted things to go back to normal. And now people are getting pissed. They're being told it does go back to normal. How do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. We're obviously in a death struggle here. At least these people are out in the open. It's like that old story that Andrew Jackson told, was told about Jackson, that a young soldier said, the fog is so bad, sir. How am I going to be able to shoot the enemy? And Jackson says, don't worry, son, the fog will lift in time and you'll have ample time to deal with the enemy. These guys are out in the open now. And
what he said is don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes, because that way that old-fashioned rifle would have twice the acceleration power at 30 yards instead of 200 yards. So he always said that's old guerrilla tactic, because he was in the first Revolutionary War. His mother and brother died in it. His dad had died before that working the farm. I mean, Jackson was like the real Conan the Barbarian, but he was not he was a tall guy, but not big muscular like some bodybuilder. But, yeah, he always told his troops, wait till they get right up close and then kill them.
But Klassen, knowing Fauci well, says that the whole system there in Washington, at least the CDC, is in control of Mossad. And he sees this whole battleground as Mossad versus China for control of the world. And they kind of turned my head around 180 degrees. I didn't know what
to do. No, I agree that the same power base that working in Israel, there's one power base that's allied with the Anglo-American establishment in Israel, the kind of the Rothschild arm, then you've got China's the other arm. They were both interconnected, but now they've double-crossed each other. That's why you see dueling stories. Oh, the Israelis are spying on journalists, and then, oh, China's spying on Microsoft, and that's just each side threatening the other to bring that information out.
Right. Here's his number.
Let's not give it out on air, just in case. Doc, guys, get this scientist number. Get his info. Doc's telling, just so you know, inside crew, in case you weren't listening, it's one of the scientists that wrote the paper on the threat of prion disease, and Dr. Mike was impressed with it, so I want to try to get that to scientist on. Thank you, Dr. Mike. Okay, great caller out of the gates, but he didn't take it, but he's telling you about family that got really sick, a bunch of them, taking it. And again, most people are going to die down the road from this. That's what the scientists have predicted, and now it's happening. Very, very sad. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Missouri. Family member took the shot. Tell us what happened.
Hey, Alex, I did not take it myself. I've got a female family member who did. And then about 3 months afterwards, she had her annual well woman check and found lumps in her uterus, and she's now scheduled for a full hysterectomy.
Well, that's right. Remember, the news said, don't worry when you get lumps in your uterus or in your ovaries or in your body. It's not cancer. But then when you go to the doctor, they say, no, this is malignant cancer. So think of that headline. The mRNA shot. Let me guess. You take Pfizer or Moderna?
I don't know which one exactly she took. She took it for a dumb reason anyway. She wasn't forced to, but to not wear masks at work.
You know, you can give her literature when they said up front, oh, don't worry when you get tumors.
Well, what's funny about it is when the family found out about it, I was the first one to point it out of, you know, the time frame and all the news behind it. And then last at a family gathering, we tried to see if she was magnetic or not, and she was not willing to let us do that.
Well, it actually hit the news quite a bit. COVID is causing a cancer crisis, the World Health Organization warns. And, of course, that's them talking about because people aren't getting diagnosed for cancer.
Well,
and this is a big deal. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I just find it amazing that right out the gate, before it was even rolled out much here in America, that they were saying it causes temporary infertility. And so supposedly for a drug that was made in 9 months, I don't know how they know what was temporary and what was not right out of the gate.
Well, I've seen it all over the news. Record levels of hysterectomies of women that have taken the mRNA vaccines. We've had a lot of callers whose family members have had their uterus removed they took this.
If I got one more second, I actually ran into an old buddy Saturday. His wife chose to get it as well, and she's gone through menopause, but started a menstrual cycle as well 2 years after menopause, after she took it, about 6 weeks after.
Even mainstream media said, don't worry if you're 85 and had your period again. Everything's fine. And then now they want to give it to children, brother. How evil is that?
It's terrible.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Jay, anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you, brother, and God bless you.
Thank you. And I do something that's very rude here on air, and it's rude to the crew, and it's rude to the listeners, and it's rude to the truth. I get very OCD with this wonderful crew. So you bring up the fact that it attacked your uterus, and you bring up the fact, and then I get mad because they can't instantly pull it up to show TV viewers that what you're saying is admitted. That's not realistic. That's very OCD of me, and I apologize. But, yeah, that's why I get so angry, folks, is do you understand I've seen hundreds of admissions where they go, don't worry if you get tumors in your breast. Don't worry if you start bleeding. Just go in and like, well, yeah, those are tumors. Doctors are being told, don't worry about those tumors. That's a headline. Doctors are being told, don't worry about tumors in the breast or uterus. They should go away in 6 months. What the hell does that mean? And then it doesn't, and it's killing people. They're giving you cancer. They're murdering. Can you believe this? I mean, what the hell, man? Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Took it all away.
They came and took it all away. The names in the middle.
It was an inside job, folks.
The places where you used to play.
It was an inside job. By the well connected. They cooked it all up at the Wuhan. They released it. Now they're taking the world over as our saviors. And they got big tech in the media suppressing anybody that talks about alternative treatments or anybody that talks about how their mommy and their daddy died after they took the shot or how their neighbor had a stroke and is now in a nursing home at the age of 35. I asked the crew in the last caller. The last caller brought up people getting cancer. I got mainstream news reporting it like it's no big deal. This is health.com. This woman's COVID vaccine side effect led to stage 2 breast cancer. Oh, well, that's no big deal. Sounds pretty good. Teacher learns about cancer diagnosis after vaccine. The doctor said it's just an accident you have a giant cancer right where they gave you the shot 1 month after. I'm not laughing at him, man. I'm laughing because I'm going crazy here. That's mainstream news. That's business news. Woman advised delay mammogram after vaccine because they said, well, that is cancer, but maybe it'll go away. Cancer, COVID, now it's COVID-19. Cancer-19 vaccines can cause lumps and mimic breast cancer. Oh, my goodness. Swollen lymph nodes reported after COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, they say don't worry about it. Oh, the COVID-19 vaccine can lead to false positive mammogram. And it goes on to women having their uteruses removed after them swelling up and bleeding out. 80-year-old women dying because gallons of blood pour out of them. Cancer-specific mRNA, it's all the studies on it attacking your body. Health experts warn a side effect of COVID-19 and COVID vaccine could cause cancer scare. Yeah, I remember that was like 6 months ago. Yeah, April, 4 months ago, they're like, oh, it might cause a cancer scare. And now it's like, well, you got cancer, record cancer, but it's okay because you got the vaccine. I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. We get the vaccine. Health experts warn a side effect of COVID-19 and COVID vaccine could cause cancer scare. Oh, my gosh. A man in Italy got COVID-19, then his cancer went into remission. Oh, there's an article about how wonderful it was. It's a cancer cure. So give me some positive news there. Believe any of that. Man, I tell you. Hey, but it's okay, because, hey, did you hear a woman raped a little boy in a park in Canada? Yeah, he's got a penis, but it's a woman. I mean, they're just gaslighting us. We're like, going along with this. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Graham in North Carolina, you tell us your news on the vaccine. How's that going for you and yours?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, sorry. You still don't have anybody on that's actually had the vaccine. I have a feeling that that might be difficult.
Yeah, no one's calling you who likes it. Every person on the board says they hate it. I mean, I just don't know why it's so popular, but tell me how wonderful it is or tell me your story, please.
Right. Yes, sir. One of my best friends, both of his parents got the vaccine in late January. They got the first dose of the Moderna. And his dad got very, very sick. This is a guy who's in his 80s, but he's driving to work every day and, you know, relatively in shape. And he gets the first dose. He completely has to sit out of work. Gets very, very ill. And his wife gets a little bit ill, but not quite as bad. So they convince him. He goes back, gets the second dose, and immediately gets very, very ill, has difficulty breathing. 2 days later, he's in hospice. And 2 days after that, he's dead. So he died in February, and then his wife, I know how it is, the old folks who are married for a long time, sometimes the other one becomes depressed and also dies. But I know that her lung function went down drastically, and within 2 months, she lost complete use of her left lung.
Mm.
And then by the end of April, she was dead also, so they both died.
How's the family feeling right now? They're going to give their children the shots?
Well, my friend, he has not been vaccinated, and his brother has also not been vaccinated. They were able to convince them to get the parents vaccinated because of the statistics. We all realized, he, myself, others our age, sort of realized how illogical it was because of the low death risk from the actual virus. For somebody in our age bracket, it's 1 in 1,000,000. I believe it is.
Well, that's it. So now are they pissed that their parents were murdered? Because they need to now go out and warn people. I just keep seeing people who have family die, and they just take it. They go, well, that's how it works. And now they're coming for our children.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that's kind of how their reaction has been. I think that they were pursuing getting the money. If there's some sort of government money to have your parents buried if they died of coronavirus. And they did say their official cause of death for both of them was coronavirus.
Wow. Yeah, that's what they do when the virus kills you. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. Yeah, people have lost their life instinct. They've lost their survival instinct. I mean, if somebody kills my parents, you're going to die. That's just how it works. And I can't help it. Hurt my kids, too. You're dead. Or at least I'm going to try. But now everybody just, well, my dad, my mom, they're dead. Did I get some money? Let's talk to John in California. Caller's a nurse. Stepson took the vax. Tell us what happened, John. Appreciate you holding.
How you doing, Alex? I've been listening to you for over 20 years. I've been a nurse for about 20-plus years. My wife's a nurse 20-plus years. Her son, my stepson, he's 22 years old, and just this past week, we took him to the emergency room for numbness, tingling all over his body, difficulty eating and keeping food down, and he doesn't live with us, but we found out that he took the vaccination that same week. Still there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
So my wife, she works currently with the VA, and she runs a clinic, and I hear complaints all the time via her about patients that have had the vaccination and the problems they have. The symptoms, they're just a list of them, a plethora. So needless to say, I have not taken the vaccination. I haven't taken vaccinations for as far back as I can remember.
Well, let's be clear. They're all got a bad history and got problems, and they spike them. But remember, this isn't a vaccine. This is a gene therapy that makes your body attack proteins in itself. I mean, they know exactly what they did.
Well, and I agree with you. That just makes it all the more reason why I would never take it. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I work in a specialty within my field, such that there's not a whole lot of pressure at this point. But I used to work for the L.A. Department of Public Health, and I left for reasons related to this. I could see I could see what was coming down the line, you know, potentially mandated vaccinations, et cetera. And I was not going to participate in that, so I ventured out, and I'm an independent. I'll leave it at that. But I don't have pressures at the moment where I'm at. But if at some point down the line, it comes to me, I mean, that's the line in the sand, at least one of the lines in the sand.
They're trying to say
take that vaccination.
Biden's people say publicly they want us not be able to have a job or have our children. They literally want to put us in digital concentration camps if we don't take this. It's so obvious. This is their big move. They know they've got to kill and maim as many as they can. America rebelled against the globalist, and so we're being hit with a weapon. Remember, Brzezinski, before he died, said, we can no longer convince Americans. Now we need to start killing Americans. Did you know he said we need to start killing populous nations? And he helped fund Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge that killed one-third of the Cambodians. So he wrote books bragging about it. So people understand, this is their assault. It's a military attack through the medical system, so you trust it, with big tech and the media suppressing it and covering it up, John. And I think we have to all let that full horror sink in here. What do you think we should do?
What to do? I just see we're gonna have to make some difficult decisions as a population and as an individual. And those decisions that we're going to make is going to determine whether or not we're going to take the high road or the low road. And the high road, in my mind, is making that difficult decision so that long term we have freedom. And if we don't make that decision and they make it for us, we're going to go down in slavery. I mean,
that's right. That's right. They're assaulting us with a high tech form of modern warfare that's covert. And so what do we do is the question. Thank you so much. All right, we'll go right back to your call.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Freedoms are draining away. And by the minute, things get worse. When will you decide to say no? When will you decide to not back down anymore? All right, let's go to Andrew, and then we'll go to Michael or Michelle and others. Andrew, you're on the air from Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I've got a couple of things for you. The first thing is about 3 months ago, I was scrolling down on my Facebook feed, and I noticed that my brother-in-law had, you know, how they do the whole virtue signaling thing on their profile pic, saying that, hey, I got mine. I got my vaccination, and he and his wife did. And I leaned over to my wife, and I said, you know what? Someday he may come to regret that. And sure enough, within 30 days, we got a call in the morning on Sunday morning. I'll never forget it, stating that his wife had passed away, and this was within 30 days. Of a blood clot, and they were going to, of course, they're not going to admit what it was or anything like that.
That was my next question, is which the reason the globalists are doing this is the sheep they're killing never admit they've been hurt. It's like Stockholm syndrome. So I bet he'll push for his grandkids to take it, and if they die, he'll still love it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact,
his whole family could die. He'd still do it. Exactly. Because he won't admit an outside group attacked him. He won't admit he's under attack.
Absolutely, because I live in Florida, but my family live in Michigan and New York. And to my complete astonishment, they're not all on the left, for sure. I even have a lot of military in my family and who have never taken vaccines in their life. And I called right around Mother's Day and come to find out my entire family has taken all the vaccines except two family members. One is my cousin, and she's the only one in the medical field. And she says, I will not take this thing. There's not enough testing on this thing. And then the other one is our granddaughter. And is our biggest fear, because in New York, they are going to push her. And she's in a private school. This is not public school.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen when somebody's kid dies and then the teacher, whoever pushed the principal, ends up getting major repercussions, if you know what I mean? I mean, listen, they're pushing a war. You get where this is going, because they're never going to be able to hide what happened. They're planning the civil war that comes out of the vaccine damage to end the country. That's why they're pissed, though, because they haven't even gotten half the public to take it. They're lying when they say that. It's more about 40%. But like you said, in the Northeast, in those areas, for whatever reason, where they were really locked down hard, they wanted out of the lockdown. But what are they going to do now that they're told lockdown 2 is coming and more shots are needed? I thought this shot was going to protect them.
Only hope, too, because when we're going to be going up there for the first time, and we haven't seen any of them in almost 2 years now, and we want to go up there and visit and try to convince them not to give our granddaughter this shot, and they're at least a little bit open to the fact that maybe this isn't the safest thing, and so I'm trying to give them some information on it. But I'm even surprised too at one last thing is I'm surprised that someone who they're both conservatives down here in Florida, and we went over to a pool party, and I noticed that one of my friends, she said, well, you know what, I've got to go in and have this operation done this week, I'm getting this thing taken out of me. And I was looking over, and she has a lipoma. And it's one of those, side effects that, from the virus. Of course, I didn't say that, that's directly from the vaccine, but I'm going, oh, my God, everybody I know is having effects from this thing.
Sir, they hit us with a weapon, and they know how humans work. If humans make a big deal about something, we make a big deal. Stalin said one man dies, it's a horror show, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, a statistic. They know, they just normalize it, we'll accept it, like having now a third of our boys are autistic to some degree. So it'll be half, then it'll be all. I mean, they're killing us, and God bless you, sorry for your family, take them a stack of news, a stack of documents, and just warn the hell out of them, please. My God, it's a race against time, isn't it? I'll guarantee you, though, the New World Order is going to pay for this. But see, they're slaves of Satan. They know that, too. They're scared. They're ordered to do this. Let's go to Michelle in Pennsylvania. Finally, a caller who did take it. Thank you for calling and getting in and holding. Tell us what happened.
Oh, hi, Alex. Me and my boyfriend are a huge fan, just to let you know. But the reason I'm calling is, I got pressured into taking the vaccine by my family, my dad especially. He wouldn't stop harboring about it. And we were against it very much, and then I stupidly caved and took it. I was so healthy before I took this thing. I am, right now, everything's a mess. I'm covered in scabs and blood clots and bruises. Scabs aren't going away. I keep coughing. My lungs are congested all the time. And I have nausea. Ever since I got it, I have this nausea where literally I can be anywhere, and I'll just start throwing up, just randomly.
You know what's happening. Your body is producing a toxic spike protein. This is such a sick joke. I mean, they knew it would do this to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I literally feel like I'm dying all the time. It's horrible.
How does your father feel? Is he proud of himself?
He probably would blame it on anything else, I'm sure. He's still a supporter. But, I'm waiting for when I die. Maybe then he'll prove a point. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, he'll probably feel different if something happens.
Well, I hope you don't die, but here's the problem. It only hit you earlier, and who knows how this is going to work. But, in the studies, it killed the mice on average in about 2 months. That's a couple years in humans. So I hope you don't die, and that's what I keep asking medical doctors and scientists, and we don't know. Is there a way to reverse the spike protein growth, the crystal growth? Because basically, the best knowledge we have is you have a form of mad cow disease now. And I don't know how you reverse it. Guaranteed the globalists have a way to reverse it. They're obviously not going to tell us. Have you done any research on that?
No, I would like to do some, though.
Well, I'm sorry. And you know why I'm really sorry? I care about you, Michelle, but You understand the evidence is overwhelming. They even admit in EU law now, and Big Pharma, Pfizer admits, this sheds. So even if you wouldn't have taken it, everybody could get this anyway. So think about how diabolical that is.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I think this is, absolutely ridiculous that they're doing this to people.
Well, they're going to pay. And the reason is they've never paid physically, and that's why they keep doing this. And so we just have to keep notes of this. And what do you make of Big Pharma trying to suppress people like you? Even women and men that die, they suppress their funerals on Big Tech, aiding and abetting the evil. That makes me angry.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, the worst part is the nausea. Honestly, it's just really hard to deal with that part, especially.
Which so-called vaccine did you take?
The Moderna.
Did you take both shots?
I did, unfortunately.
Hmm. Did you have any ill effect the first shot?
No, it didn't. This didn't start happening until after the second shot.
Yeah, I have a family member who didn't want to listen to me and thinks I'm crazy. And they took the first shot, got seriously ill, and they haven't taken the second shot yet. But they're thinking about it. So, I guess got to prove me wrong. I've got to show it's great. One of the shots from the Pfizer. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Pray to God, Michelle. God has power. And just we need all research. How do we – it's not a virus, folks. It is your body producing a spike protein. A virus attacks you, so you create a spike protein? What? God help us. But what we know is, I answered my own question. I'm not giving medical advice here. But what we know is the vaccine is much worse than the COVID itself, but COVID does the same thing as the vaccine. So what's helping people? Steroids. So just like you're having an autoimmune response to bad pollen, you go get a steroid shot. Corpocreticic, or however you say it, my brain's not working right. I'm not a doctor, but I used to work with a large animal vet, a small vet before that. You would give them the Depo-Medrol and stuff like that. That is a non-anabolic steroid. And if things were going shocky or having really big autoimmune responses, or a dog couldn't get up and walk, you give them a shot of that. I know they have aerosolized steroid that cured almost everybody that had COVID. They're having an autoimmune response. They'd be dying, couldn't breathe. They'd give them that, and then that would fix it. Showing the doctors it wasn't viral, it was an autoimmune response to it. Hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin, huge dosages of vitamin C, things like that, huge doses of vitamin D. Whatever fights the virus, it tends to say would then counter the vaccine that's basically growing the equivalent of the virus's spike protein in you. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just saying, what do you have to lose? Take a lot of zinc. Take a lot of C. Take a lot of I would take iodine. I'd drink a crap ton of water, and I would probably fast. And just squeeze that crap out of you in your body. Here's the problem. The Rockefellers and Gates tested stuff for decades of what would really be nasty and hard to be. So they've hit our people for every race, color, and creed, which is a horrible thing. And it's really hard to come to grips with that. They did this. They did it. We are in the depopulation now. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine once the denial's all over and there's people dead everywhere? It's already happening.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.